1-1 to end the season. What's your assessment of that?
I think it was at least a deserved point from our point of view. Obviously, you concede like we did. But overall, I thought we played well. We probably, the performance again epitomised what we are this season. I don't think Leeds really looked like scoring too much this time. We kept possession of the ball well, but just weren't ruthless enough in their 18-yard box. We shot when we should have passed. We passed when we should have shot, and probably just been the epitomised our season really. That but we showed the character again from getting a late goal. A lot of other teams would have accepted that they're going to lose the last game of the season 1-0, but not my players. They kept going to the very end and got what they deserved.
Do you think you deserve to win the game, or do you think?
I think we had the better chances, and I think Adam Reach was onside for his disallowed goal. The penalty is a little bit debatable as well. So overall, I think we've created far better chances than Leeds, but we didn't take them. As I said, that's a bit of a story of our season this year, but can't fault the players for what they've done. They kept going right to the end, and they've done that every game this season, give everything that they've got, and ultimately we got at least a point.
You said Adam Reach was onside. Have you seen that back?
He's on quite clearly. So these decisions happen. I'm not going to lambast officials because it's not an easy job, but it was a clear onside for us.
How pleased are you to have Chris Humphrey back in the squad after such a long absence?
Yeah, he's been back training with us for the last 10 days and he got the all clear in terms of when he's been training with us, the lads have been a little bit careful with him, that not been tackling him or anything like that. But he had a scan on Friday or Thursday afternoon, I think, and he got the all clear to say that he can be back in full training, which timing of it is not ideal given that the last game was today. But I just felt it was a nice opportunity for what he'd done early part of the season to give him that little bit of psychological boost that he's to being around it today.
What are your thoughts on the season overall? You must be absolutely thrilled with
it. Oh, delighted. Just said to the players in there that they can be very pleased and proud of what they've done. I think they've never left anything in a dressing room on a training day, on a match day. They can have no regrets on what they've done this season. Yeah, we know our strengths, we know our weaknesses, but to finish where we've finished and above a lot of more experienced teams speaks volumes for the players. So very proud of them. There's things obviously we need to work and improve on for next year. We'll be back in on Monday for a quick meeting, and then they can go away and be very proud of what they've achieved this season.
Quite a handful of players on loan that are leaving. How are you going to cope with that?
Yeah, look, I'll sit down with them and speak to the individuals, the parent clubs, and do what we're going to do in terms of addressing all our players. There'll be players that, whether they're loan players or current players, will leave the football club and new ones will come in. You always have to keep improving and doing things. So that's how it will work again this year. But all of them have played a significant part this year.
Have you got your eye on any summer targets already, or is that...?
Well, yeah, we've got wish lists. We've got lists coming out of our out of everywhere. so we will approach them. We're trying to do work, obviously, very quickly, but obviously some deals will take a while to conclude. But it's about progressing as a football club. We'll enjoy today, the players will enjoy it, the supporters again were fantastic, and then we'll try and improve the squad over the summer again.
Yeah, what do you make of the support throughout the season?
No, they've been fantastic again. Today was a cracking atmosphere. Leeds supporters made that as well, and our supporters got what they deserved in terms of at least we didn't lose a game. So yeah, they've been fantastic both home and away. Hopefully we can keep improving as a team and as a football club and try and go to the next step in this division, because it's difficult, but you've got to keep improving if you can.
And finally, what do you make of the reception the Leeds fans gave you personally?
Yeah, look, I had a fantastic relationship with them when I was there, and we had good times. So it's really, really nice to have that sort of reception. Not easy when they're asking you to do certain things when you're obviously the manager of the opposition. So, yeah, it's fantastic. I really enjoyed it.